Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It's hour two. That's what it is. Schultzy has prepared the Stockwatch. That will be in our next radio segment. We are wrapping up our college football week 9 crapshoot.
Hello.
We've got a lot to get to. Brian Kelly fired.
Boy, it's a wild scene out there. When you look at the jobs that are available, Penn State's available, Florida's available, LSU's available, Virginia Tech, UCLA, Stanford, with the possibility of Wisconsin coming open, the possibility of Texas coming open. Don't forget, there was a credited report that Sark's sniffing around the NFL for some unknown reason down at Texas now. Dude, this could be a serious... Oh, Oregon State's available. It'd be one of those weird, funky years.
So is Colorado State.
Yes!
You throw that in there.
Yeah. Well,
better job than Oregon State's job.
Florida State, that might be open.
Yeah, Florida State could be open. At this point, there's no buyout high enough.
Well, and then if coaches leave, like Nebraska could be open.
Sure, yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, we'll get to that. Also, we have another ex-athlete face card, a la Chance.
Yeah.
We got a new one.
Well, there's whispers, too, that he's dropping dimes on people.
I don't know what that means.
Wait, like right now?
Again.
What does that mean?
Take it for what it's worth. There were just some reports this weekend from actual real reporters, and it was like, you never know what to believe in any of these things. Sources. But that, you know, he may have been dropping some high-level names to try to help himself out. Look, when the feds got you by the curlies.
You talking about Chance?
Chance.
Yeah. He'll flip. Yeah. Dude, he'll roll. Why wouldn't you?
Well, he's a clutch sports guy. And so, you know, people, you know, there's the theory that he was wearing that sweatshirt on purpose, being like, hey, you better come to my aid real quick here, guys. I know some things. The fact that the NBA is having, like, a all hands on deck, what the F? Dude, this Chance is not the only one. Chance is not the only one in the NBA that's going to be under some lights here.
Well, and we'll get into it here coming up in Stockwatch, but the NBA might be looking a little bit worse after what came out over the weekend.
A lot of people. Most importantly, Tiago Splitter era is off to a decent start.
Yeah, one and one.
I mean, they lost last night, but I think they win tonight. I think they beat the Lakers.
Okay. No LeBron.
And no Luka.
Yeah. Austin Reeves, though, dropping 51 on bitches.
And that's exactly why I think they're going to win.
Love the young energy here.
Ain't doing that again. Yeah. Come on, man.
Come on, son.
Last question. Who made the biggest statement in the SEC? You had A&M winning at LSU.
Yeah.
Got Brian Kelly fired.
Blew him out.
You have Vanderbilt beating Missouri, although Bo Prabula got hurt in that game, and they still...
Did you
see the end of that?
1 yard.
That was I got to tell you, Vanderbilt, Missouri was kind of a mess.
Yeah.
And the score was only 17-10.
Fun down the stretch,
That
though.
Was a fun game.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah.
And Mizzou had a Hail Mary at the end of the game that the bro caught on the 1 yard line.
Yeah, and had he not kind of fumbled with it, there's a chance he could have fallen backwards. Yeah. But, you know, it didn't quite get
there. Or Ole Miss at Oklahoma.
Yeah, the Ole Miss game was a nice statement there.
That was a nice statement.
You know, so, and Lane kind of doing the I'm not going anywhere thing after the game, kind of pointing. It's,
Oh my God, I got him.
It's A&M. I mean, it's A&M. As much as I want to say Ole Miss, it's Texas A&M.
Yeah, it was a nice win.
Because whatever you think of LSU, LSU is was a good squad. It's a talented squad. It's fallen on some hard times. But to go into Death Valley at night and just put the nail in that guy's coffin, and now you're sitting there and you're looking at wins over Notre Dame, Auburn, Mississippi State, Florida, LSU. I mean, and now you got Missouri, but if they get by Missouri, South Carolina, Samford, Texas, I mean, that's a big time statement.
Well, what's
win
the
down
status
there.
Of, because Prabula was, he had like a air cast on.
Yeah, so he's done.
He's toast.
He's toast.
Okay. So they could win at Missouri then.
They should win at Missouri. Yes. And then at that point you're finishing up with, again, South Carolina and basically Texas, and Texas was getting blown out by Mississippi State. And then they got a fluky return, and look, A&M is staring at an undefeated season. And so that's a monster statement game. And by the way, I thought the way the SEC had been playing out, I like I said, that's the sort of game now that A&M's getting all this love. That's the sort of game where LSU bows their back and makes a statement and wins. And that's just the way the SEC goes. And so to come in and stomp a mud hole in his ass, what a statement.
Well, not only that, but LSU, as bad as they've been offensively, mm-hmm. their defense was good.
Yeah.
And
they got...
How many did Texas A&M score?
49.
49. And they scored 40-something at Notre Dame.
Yeah. So...
Yikes.
Give them credit. Look, Marcel Reed is...
I don't trust him.
He's not a great quarterback. He's not. He's not a great thrower of the football, but... 12 of 21, two touchdowns, two picks. That is the Marcel Reed experience. But, dude, the guy also runs 13 carries, 108 yards, two touchdowns. He is really dynamic. He's just an interesting guy. He's going to make every game.
Well, he's like Sellers of last year.
Yes. He makes three plays a game that you're like, oh, my God, I've never seen anyone do that. And he makes three plays a game where you're like, what the F are you doing? And yet they're just fun. They're fun to watch.
Okay, coming up next, it is time for our Stock Watch. What we are buying and selling from the weekend in sports, prepared by Schulze on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Sue buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to chagrin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, for those new to the program, or maybe you've been away, maybe you've been in a coma, you've been on an extended vacation, Ryan Buckley is no longer with us.
Dead.
Yeah.
So sad.
Rest in peace. Yeah. Schulte is filling in admirably.
Not dead.
He is over there. He is slowly getting over his Mariner pain, his heartache, his heartbreak.
Dead.
But here he is again with Stock Watch.
Appreciate you guys.
I like turtles.
I do like turtles as well. I did see Julio at the Kraken game over the weekend, and the look on his face when they put him up on the big screen, man, you can tell he's still feeling it. Just sucks. Like, if he's still feeling it,
but those big, beautiful blue eyes.
He is a gorgeous.
My wife is in love with him, by the way.
He is a good-looking dude.
I was like, hell, I'd sleep with him.
Yeah, it's understandable.
Yeah, it's like, all right, honey, just let me know when you're done, right? Kind of a thing. We will start in baseball, though, guys. Unfortunately, my team, the Mariners, not in the World Series, but it still has been an exciting one. Yeah, Blue Jays, Dodgers, and Toronto absolutely hammering LA in Game 1. An 11-4 win. It looked very similar to when they beat the Yankees and Mariners in the DS and the CS. The Dodgers, of course, responding with a historic pitching performance from Yoshinobu Yamamoto in Game 2.
His 1-2 to Lucas. His fastball, and he's again looking. He strikes out the side in the 8th.
Yamamoto becoming the first player in Major League Baseball since Curt Schilling all the way back in 2001 to throw back-to-back complete games in the postseason. And Schilling was actually the first one to do it since Oral Hershiser for the Dodgers way back in 1988. So this is just a rare feat. Both teams looking great at different points. Series now tied at a game apiece. So guys, buy or sell, the World Series going 7 games.
No.
Yeah, Rob's been on this well, thing look, the entire time.
I think it's a good... I'm not trying to crack on the Blue Jays. The Dodgers are just... They're loaded. Mm. And they showed that to you game two. Like, I mean, the Blue Jays had all the momentum in the world. And they hand the ball to one guy.
Yeah.
In Toronto, by the way. And he just completely shuts them down. Like, that. It's a cheat code. Yeah. And the problem with the Dodgers is, and we saw this in Game 1, if it doesn't go that way, hey, man, all bets are off because the Dodgers' bullpen is crap.
Yep.
But they have two more guys they can hand the ball to like that. And then Snell's coming back, and I'm guessing he pitches better the next time. So I just think it's really tough. So, no, I don't think it's going to go 7. I think the Dodgers have grabbed control and will grab control tonight. But, you know, Blue Jays are scrappy, and they wear Apple Watches. So, obviously, they're cheating.
Springer?
Is that right?
Is that
the thing?
That's the new
conspiracy. So he got hit. Yamamoto hit him.
Yeah.
And people were saying that perhaps there was an Apple Watch on his wrist?
Yes.
Is that what the deal is?
That's the conspiracy theory going on right now with Springer. So,
and what would that...
I don't know.
He's trying to tell time at the plate?
They're going back to, like, you can get messages, right? You can buzz once for a curveball.
Hey,
I think it's with Yamamoto. He's got 6 pitches. 3 buzzes for this. I mean, I guess you could do, like, a breaking ball versus,
yeah,
you
faster
know,
breaking.
A fast
yeah.
or whatever. But, I mean, God. I'll tell you what. If George Springer is still attempting to cheat, then that dude's awesome. After all that, he's like, you know what? I'm going tried and true. God, can we get over this? Like, it's just put it behind
us.
No,
I don't think anyone's over it.
I don't know if it goes 7. I give the Blue Jays more of a chance than you do. Because it's... I just don't take it for granted that every Dodger pitcher is going to be like this. And if they do win the World Series, this will be the worst bullpen in the history of World Series champions.
Oh, not even close.
And so if you're the Blue Jays and you can grind out at bats and you can get into the Dodger bullpen, look out. So I don't know if it goes 7. I think it at least goes 6. I don't think this is some sort of gentleman's sweep now. Yamamoto is going to be able to pitch one more game in this series, which, again, the way he's pitching, that's a guaranteed win. I just have always thought, do not count out the Blue Jays, and I thought this was going to be a series. Wouldn't shock me, but I'll say Dodgers in 6.
All right, let's move on to college football, gentlemen. LSU firing head coach Brian Kelly after getting slammed 49-25 by Texas A&M over the weekend. College football expert show host Josh Pate absolutely unloading on Kelly after the news was announced on Sunday. It sounds like there were a lot of people not really happy in the LSU organization and a lot of others walking around on eggshells talking to people in that in the athletic department when it came to football. Take a listen to what Pate had to say right after the news was announced.
In the most critical parts of roster construction season there, portal, recruiting, this dude was on a beach. And it never really got talked about publicly. And I never talked about it publicly. But hey, man, he's gone now, so I'll talk to you about it now. I lost all professional respect for how he was going about his business there when I found out how checked out he was on some of the most critical parts of LSU football. And here's the thing, it's not a personal thing with him. I'm fine with Brian Kelly, personally. But professionally, there are not many jobs like the head coach at LSU. In some cases, you're landing kids he knows very little about. Guys, they added staffers that in some cases he didn't know a ton about. You know, now that this era has come to an end, I think you'd be shocked at how little interaction he had with some people before they were added to his staff.
So not only were staffers just walking around on eggshells or not even really aware of Brian Kelly because he didn't know who they were, sounds like he was checked out and just lazy at key times during his tenure at LSU, guys. Buy or sell that Brian Kelly is going to get another shot as a head coach in college football?
Yeah, he will, but I don't think he gets another job like LSU's. This is a little disturbing in that, you know, this is kind of what you heard from like Scott Frost at Nebraska. Like, there's always this idea that when you give these guys these massive contracts, that these guys are just hyper-competitive. And we say this all the time about athletes. Do be careful giving athletes the bag, like guaranteed money, because it changes who you are. And we've seen this now out of multiple coaches that this is the tale, is that they don't give a rip. Is they get paid and it's just kind of one of those like, eh, whatever. Like college football is hard and I don't want to put in that sort of effort. And you fall in love with, you know, your own supply. But someone, Brian Kelly is still a good coach. Brian Kelly won a Heisman Trophy a couple years ago with Jaden Daniels. I don't think he gets another job. Like, it's not like Florida's going to hire him, but he will. If Brian Kelly wants to coach, Brian Kelly, there is a place for him. I just think it's interesting that Josh Pate said he lost all respect for him professionally because he was on a beach as opposed to when he killed the kid in a scissor lift. Like, I mean,
he is a murderer.
I mean, honestly, Brian Kelly sent a kid up in a scissor lift in the midst of a windstorm on a meaningless like Tuesday practice and got a guy killed. And we had professional respect for him then, but the guy's on a beach and now we lose it?
How old's Brian Kelly?
Oh, I bet you he's in his late 50s, early 60s would be my guess.
Because, you know, you kind of seem, based on what Josh Pate was just saying there.
He's 64.
64, yeah, see, he's a little older.
So he may be done.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's done, only because he might be the Saban type, where he just doesn't want to deal in the new era of college football. I mean, look, LSU kind of, I don't know if they neutered him, but I think if you read between the lines of what Josh Pate was just saying, Brian Kelly is an old school guy, and I think LSU came in and said, hey, you haven't been good enough. They spent $13 million to completely resurrect the roster, and I think that might have pissed him off. Yeah. He might be saying, well, look, okay, you can do this. I'll take better players. Yeah. But Pate was saying like he didn't even know some of the players coming in. So it sounds like there were two things working here. One is the people at LSU in the new era of college football trying to make the roster instantly better, and Brian Kelly going, well, F you, if that's what you're going to do. I mean, that's not how I do things. And so then it's just, and they've been a mess. So I don't know if he'll get a job based on that. Like, you knew he checked out at LSU, why would you hire him?
Well, because places like Central Florida, it's the same reason you hired Scott. If Brian Kelly wants to accept a lesser position than Notre Dame or LSU, there's a job. But he may not want to. And he may just take his $54 million buyout along with the other $100 million that he's made and go work at ESPN.
Yeah, because it gets a lot smaller, I think, that buyout if he takes another job.
Yeah, so he may just say, you know what, I'm good, I'll be an analyst somewhere.
The game's passed him by. He's much like Saban. It's like, dude, you're old and you're a jerk. Get out of here.
Yeah.
It's just not, you're not, it's not working.
No.
The way you used to do it doesn't work.
No.
Or, I mean, Well, yeah, no, it really doesn't.
No.
The only guy that's really kind of skirted that a little bit is Dabo, but Clemson was the favorite to win the ACC this year, and all they're not even going to sniff the championship game.
Trust me, they are one bad year away from Dabo going the way of Brian Kelly. Dabo will be coaching for his life next year.
Yeah, personally, if I'm an AD, I'd be shocked if a guy that's got the best job or one of the top five jobs in college football, he checked out in that one. I would be scared he would be checked out at my school, too. It's like, all right, we're not as good. Why would you want to even be here? Okay, guys, moving on. It looks like we got time for one more. Let's go to the NBA. Of course, a very serious issue on its hands after the arrests by the FBI. Federal conviction rate, by the way, 98%, guys. So yeah. When the FBI has something, they
That's
usually...
That's not looking good for Chance.
No. They usually got you. Yeah, Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups, Heat guard Terry Rozier, former player and coach Damon Jones, all arrested in the illegal sports betting and illegal poker cases. It's gotten worse, though. Over the weekend, ESPN's Brian Windhorst uncovered some insidious behavior by the NBA regarding Rozier. Take a listen.
The NBA at some point is going to have to explain why Terry Rozier was allowed to keep playing. And I just want to point something out.
Mm-hmm.
The sports books caught the irregular betting on Terry Rozier the day it happened, the morning it happened, when all of a sudden there was hundreds of thousands of dollars coming in on Terry Rozier unders for a relatively meaningless game in March,
mm-hmm.
involving the Charlotte Hornets. The sportsbooks caught it. They told the NBA right away. And guess what? The NBA, Rozier didn't play the rest of the season. And he had faked the injury, so it wasn't because of the injury. The NBA pulled him. They pulled Jonte Porter, too. They flagged Jonte Porter and pulled Jonte Porter. The NBA's... measures, their protection measures, the sportsbook's protection measures, triggered this. They caught it.
Yeah, just getting messier and messier for the NBA. A lot of questions being thrown out by fans regarding how to put a stop to this kind of activity.
It's called sports.
Yeah, exactly. President Trump, it is called sports. Total point bets, so like over-unders, those are never going to go away. Of course, that was brought up in these indictments. But guys, do you buy or sell that under, not over, but under player prop bets should be eliminated to minimize potential cheating?
Yes. I don't think it eliminates everything, but in the light of what appears to be a problem that is going to continue to grow, and I think the NBA knew this was a problem, and I think they were trying to keep it quiet. They cannot now. You listen to, like, Congress asked Adam Silver by Halloween for a detailed report on this. You do not want the government stepping in. You do not, the casinos are probably losing their S over this, because the last thing you want is the government to come in and say, okay, well, no more sports gambling. We're going to roll that back. Think about the billions that the leagues would stand to lose to that. Yeah, they're going to have to put some safeguards in place. And you can never guarantee an over. You can guarantee an under. And it would not shock me if the unders for player props just simply go away.
It's an interesting idea. I hadn't thought of that. Basically, what he's saying for those that don't gamble is, let's just say, Tumani Kamara tonight mm-hmm. has an over-under point total of 12.
Yeah.
Okay. If he is in on a scheme with these shady bros, like his own head coach,
yeah,
you can bet the under and mm-hmm. he can guarantee that he doesn't get 12.
100%.
If you eliminate the idea of even betting on an under, but do offer 12, the only bet you can place is over 12, how is that going to be rigged?
Yeah.
Unless the other team's in on it.
Yeah, it's too hard.
And so that's it's an interesting idea. I hadn't thought about it. I'm not one to overreact to all this. I mean, I think when you get money and you get human beings and you add them together, you're going to get this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
None of us were born yesterday. It's like, call Ripley's. Yeah. We knew this was going to happen. This has always been happening, by the way. So I'm not one to, sort of overreact to all these things have to be done. But I would say with prop bets, the one thing I could say is there are so many bets. What would be the problem with eliminating an under bet? Like, that doesn't hurt anybody, really. And it safeguards... against corruption, because for those that don't bet, if you have not seen, every single game has I mean, dude.
It's ridiculous.
It's insane how many things you can bet on.
Probably 200 per game.
Yes. Yeah. It's crazy. And you can do all that stuff live betting. Like, I don't even know how they keep up with it all. So I don't think it's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's at least a way to try to put your finger in the dam. But
boy, it seems to be the most exploitable hole in this whole thing, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I just think the NBA
I don't think it's needed, but you know, if you did it, you know, I don't know how many people are hurt by that.
I think the NBA is terrified that as you start pulling on this string, that you're going to, it's not, Chauncey Billups is not going to be the big name. And I think that's what they're most terrified of. And it'll be very interesting to see if the federal government keeps poking around and gets guys like Chauncey and Rozier dead to rights and ask them for bigger names. If you look at the circle that Chauncey Billups rolls in, from the rape thing with Paul Pierce and friends with Kevin Garnett, and he's a clutch sports guy and Team USA. And, you know, if you believe company you keep, this could get a lot worse for the NBA. Hopefully not, but I think they're sweating bullets.
Goldberg Jones, when it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. They are the sponsor of our Stockwatch each Monday at 4:15. In the News is coming up next. I have the latest on the ICE arrests. Mm-hmm. Okay. We've got a little weather talk coming up here. And the Buffalo Pothole Bandit has made it to Portland.
Now I'm intrigued.
So that's coming up next on ITN. But first, here's Schultzy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we chimed in with the Pete Weber misfire.
Yeah, it was a Pete Weber misfire. That was my bad. So I decided to go ahead and play the IM part.
Yeah.
Even though it was a mistake.
Yeah.
And just I should never play drops during spots.
Finish the mistake.
I had to finish the bit.
Yeah. It's like when the old Roger Rabbit shaving a haircut. You can't help but do the two bits.
Yeah. Who do you think you are? You can't just leave that there. No.
Everyone's OCD is like, where is it?
I am. It is October 27, 2025. Mm-hmm. It is time now for In the News. I'm your Notre Dame man. Hello, thank you. Today is National Black Cat Day.
Oh. Shout out to you black cats out there. Now, the black cat's unlucky, right?
Yes.
Wasn't it just National, like, Regular Cat Day, like, a week or two ago?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Not crazy.
Shout out to Spinach, by the way. That's the only black cat I know.
Oh.
My friend's got a cat named Spinach. It's black.
My kids have two black cats.
Yeah?
Their names are Loki and Vader.
All right. Let's see where they're going with that.
Where are they going with that?
Well, both evil, menacing characters.
Who's Loki? I don't know.
Loki is a Scandinavian god. He's the trickster.
Wow.
He's in all those crappy Marvel movies. But brother of Thor.
It is also American Beer Day.
Hey!
American beer.
Good old... Yes. Give me a banquet, possibly a nice High Life.
Thank you. That's me in reverse order. The High Life, then blank banquet. Beers? Yeah.
By the way, I haven't tried this yet, but someone said that if you mix a Diet Coke with a Coors Banquet, it is simply delightful. It's like
really?
It's like an online trend going on. And
why
now,
would you do that?
I don't know, but they say it tastes like a Butterfinger. They said it's like if you do one part Diet Coke.
Fitty-fitty.
One part Diet Coke, one part Coors Banquet. It's supposed to be, like, delicious. Like, it tastes like a candy bar. And now, I just recently found this out, and I haven't been able to put the two together. But this next time I'm out at a bar, it will be asked, hey, can you mix me a Diet Coke and a Banquet?
I saw over the weekend, we're kind of poo-pooing the fancy stuff again, beer-wise. We're just going back to the simple stuff. Yeah. Like High Life, like Banquet, like Coors Light.
Well, people like the easy-drinking beers.
Yeah.
I don't need a loaf of bread. Not that it doesn't taste good. I'll probably mix one in, but I've got my 12-pack of High Life.
You're talking to a guy here who never understood that. And again, I'm not a huge beer guy. We know that. But I never understood that heavy IPA craze. Yeah. Like, I don't get that at
the taste.
Doesn't do anything for me.
The taste is so good. But, like, yeah, after a while, you just...
I know that it is. Man.
You can't eat. You can't dance. You can't do anything. It's like, well, I can't drink this when
I'm
going
I can
out.
Dance.
Well, if you drank an IPA,
I think Schulze's looking to boogie over there.
Let's go, baby.
I've never once wondered if I'm at a bar. Man, if I have too many of these, I'm not going to be able to dance.
You guys need to get your priorities right.
Looks like a decent 2 or 3 days ahead before more rain moves in Friday and Saturday, Jace.
Is it going to be an atmospheric river?
That was an atmospheric river.
Boy, it was.
But I don't think this
raining
one
so hard.
Coming up is an atmospheric river.
And I got a leak in my damn roof again. So I was up there this morning doing whatever. I don't know. Just got a bunch of like roofing cement. Just throwing it where I think the leak is. See what happens. We'll find out here in a couple days when it starts raining again.
Widespread damage was reported across Oregon and Southwest Washington after Saturday's big storm.
Yeah.
Fallen trees.
We had a little hail going on at my place on Sunday.
Damaged fences. Yeah. Even a water spout.
Yeah, water spout.
We had a water spout.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wind speeds around 60 in Astoria.
The lights flicker at your guys' house? They did at mine on Saturday.
Yeah, we lost power once.
Yeah, we did, but that's just we got a ghost happening upstairs. Pretty excited about it.
What, he just flickers the lights?
Yeah, it's
he
like
or
a,
she.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's a weird Victorian girl up there, you know, rattling some chains and whatnot. Dude, I've been looking to be haunted for a while, so I'm got my fingers crossed.
Put your place up on Airbnb or Vrbo. Just charge for admission to the haunted house.
Yeah, I'm looking for a haunted
People love that.
Yeah. I want a haunted mirror. You know, I want something cool happening in my house. I'm tired of this boring, non-haunted thing.
Well, more trouble in Vancouver.
Yeah, what the hell?
Your bird.
What's
it's a big story this weekend.
What are we doing?
This poor woman just goes out for a jog in the morning because it's Vancouver, and she gets attacked.
By who?
By a well, I don't know, by a dude.
Uh-huh. I didn't see this.
He was you didn't see this?
No,
it's big news.
Big news?
Yeah, big perv. Mm. This is the Southeast 99th Avenue 1100 block.
Yeah, that's we're like Hazeldale again.
That's, so that's out east?
Yeah, it's Hazeldale. That's it's a rough area.
Oh, wait, Hazeldale?
Yeah.
Is Hazeldale east or west?
It's west.
Well, this is Southeast 99th. Isn't this east?
Way well, east? It might be east of I-5, but 99 is going to be like, hey, that's off the I-5 corridor.
99th Avenue?
Yes. But that runs a long way, so it might be more on the east side. I'd have to look exactly where that's at.
The incident took place around 7:16 a.m. when a man riding a bike approached the woman from behind, grabbed her genitals, and pushed her to the ground.
Well, that's no good. No, I didn't see this.
During the struggle, the woman hit her head, but was able to fight off the attacker, who then rode away. She suffered only a minor bump on her head. No other serious injuries reported. Authorities say the attacker appears to be random. Security camera captured an image of the suspect, although it is not a very clear image. He is described as a younger white male in his late teens or early 20s, 5'7", wearing black jeans and a gray hoodie and riding a bicycle. And, of course, they want to know if you have seen this perp.
Yeah, that's scary stuff out there, man.
Yeah, that's
no bueno.
Yeah.
Keep it safe out there, Coov. Come on.
Yeah, what's the matter
with
you
guys?
Let's
find this perv.
Who's in charge up there? War-torn Vancouver.
It's lawless up
there. They say war-torn Portland.
Dude, we need the National Guard, and we need it stat.
Well, here's war-torn Portland. I have more for you.
By the way, this whole, like, National Guard crime thing, are we under the impression that the National Guard actually goes out and police it's like crimes?
Yeah.
Like, that's... This is. Can we grow up here a little bit?
I think you should grow up here a little bit. That's what I think.
I'm working on it.
Now, back to war-torn Portland. Yeah. We have a suspicious fire at the home of a Portland City Council woman.
What makes it suspicious?
Well, because she was a City Council woman.
So a fire at a City Council woman's house is suspicious?
Dude, have you seen the pictures? Burned down her whole house.
But again, I'm merely asking the question, what makes it suspicious?
I'm going to tell you.
Please. I would like to know.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
Tune in next.
Well, that's right.
I can't wait. Because now I do want to know what... I don't know the difference between a suspicious fire and, like, a regular fire. I would like to know.
You're going to find out when we return. This is In the News on the Fan. All right, this is In the News for October 27.
Now.
2025.
I've got an update. I actually looked up where that assault in Vancouver happened.
Yeah.
Now, you said that was a man on a bike.
Mm-hmm.
That is not Hazeldale. So, I was thinking like 99 and 99, which is kind of a rough part of
this
Vancouver.
This was 99th.
This is 99th. And it's actually, that is right where I ride my bike. I am in
Well, you're lucky. You are lucky.
Yes.
That you're not 5'7".
Yes. Otherwise,
or
you know.
A woman. Well, no, the perp was 5'7".
Yeah, but maybe that perp could grab me if I was also 5'7".
Then now, you know who is 5'7"?
Schultz. That's true.
I'm 5'9".
Oh, 5'9".
No. No, thanks. I know I'm short, but
you
I ain't that
look 5'7".
Well, you know,
it's probably
because
I hunch.
5'9"?
Yeah, I don't know that you are 5'9".
Okay. I lied and said I was 5'10 on my license.
I'm
so.
Gonna bring in some.
We need some.
Confirm this.
Yeah. That is actually a nice little residential area that I ride through all the time.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
War torn Vancouver.
We need the guard and we need it there now. I don't feel safe riding my bike anymore.
Yeah, I mean, would this happen if there were just a guard member standing there with a machine gun
on every corner? No, I don't think it would.
Portland fire officials are investigating a possible arson after a fire damaged the home and automobiles of Portland City Councilor Candace Avalos early on Sunday.
No good.
Yeah, pretty big fire. Her home is in the Mill Park neighborhood. This was at about 2:40 a.m. Sunday. They found multiple cars and a carport engulfed in flames. They extinguished the fire. No one was injured. Investigators determined the vehicle where the fire originated did belong to her. They said the cause of the fire remains undetermined, but investigators are considering it suspicious.
And so we still don't know what makes it suspicious.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just what they say.
I just don't, having never investigated a fire, I don't know. Like, can you just show up to a fire and be like, I don't like the look of this fire?
Well,
seems sketchy to me.
Usually there's either an obvious point of an accelerant.
Look at Schultz here, an expert in aviation, safety, fast food, and apparently fire investigations.
I have watched way too many episodes of Forensic Files.
Because clearly that's where all the correct information comes from.
He's an expert. Yeah. Well, I want to hear what he has.
Let's see what he has to say about.
For fire investigations, there's usually a point where you can discover an accelerant being used or... For, like, arson, there's multiple points that you would start a fire. Usually, like, there's easy ways to see, like...
They can tell whether it's the car that had bad wiring or, Perp Schultz. 5'7".
Slip it in. Doing something bad.
Tell you right now. Vegas doesn't have you at... the odds of you being 5'9",
damn it.
Vegas doesn't have that is the favorite. No offense, but...
No,
I think
taken.
We're all taking the under in the official combine offense. Measurement, and you don't get to count this spiked hair.
That's I don't get to count that. Damn. I always have known that I've got short, little, stubby legs and like a big old swimmer's torso. So half of me's good, but I think I'm 5'9".
He's got a swimmer's torso.
I like to try to say I'm 6 foot, but I'm not. Yeah. I'm 5'11".
I'm shrinking.
Yeah. Well, we all are.
Yeah, we all are. Yeah. I don't think I'm 6'3 anymore. I think I've shrunk down. I think I've lost half an inch somewhere.
On social media, counselor Avalos reported that she woke up to her car, carport, and home engulfed in flames, but she was able to get out safely. Now, if you're wondering, her cat Valentino also got out safely.
Thank God.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I was worried about Valentino.
Yeah.
I'd be devastated if I lost my cat in a house fire.
Well, I think everyone would be devastated if that. No one's like, hey, good. I mean, my house is burned down and my cat's dead.
I'm with Isaac. Some people are like, well, they were on their last leg.
Saves me a few bills.
Someone's saying that fire smells like an insurance job. Avalos trying to move to that lake.
Maybe so.
Hey, my old squatter neighbor up in the center, he burned down his house.
Yeah.
He got caught, though.
Yeah, you had to testify against
him. Yeah, he got like one of those whoops. Yeah, he got caught. He went to jail and then came back and had to live in the remnants of a burned down house.
Now, this gal, Avalos, has been routinely the recipient of online vitriol, including death threats, even before she was elected. I don't know why, but they also said that Rene Gonzalez, you remember him? He was the former city council member. His car was set on fire outside his home in January of last year.
Oh, okay. So we got a little.
There appears to be a little bit of, you know, and you had Ted Wheeler, who was forced to move, after the protests of 2020. Mm-hmm. You know, it is suspicious. Now, whether or not they find anything, we'll see.
She is a first-generation Black Tina. I'm going off of her...
Black Tina?
She's a Black Tina. I'm on Portland.gov learning about Counselor Avalos.
Well, she needs a car.
She is a first-generation Black Tina whose pronouns are she, her, and Ella. I don't know...
What?
I don't...
Can you explain that?
Here comes Schultz.
No.
Schultz, he's an Ella expert.
No expert on that. I'm wondering, so if I'm Native American and German... What do I call myself? We're all obsessed with identity here.
Well, you need a catchy name.
Like, a Nerman?
Like Black Tina is catchy.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, what do I call myself?
So would you say German and Native American?
Yeah, Nerman. That's the best one I can come up with. Yeah.
I don't know. Let me think about it.
Yeah, this is now...
I like this bit.
It's intriguing me.
She's a James Madison graduate.
Okay.
I'm learning.
That's where Signetti was.
Yeah.
I'm
learning more about her. She's a fan of the color pink. She seems like she's got a nice smile.
I like pink.
And is in need of, like you said, she's in need of a car
and Valentino
probably temporary housing.
Needs a home as well.
Yes.
Two brothers from New Jersey among those arrested at the ICE facility over the weekend. See, they're not even Portlanders.
Yeah.
You know?
This is the problem I have is that it's now created a situation where I've said, these are just donkeys, like random people that are out there. You got reporters that are from like DC that want to spend a narrative. You got idiots that are coming in here from outside of Portland to try to stir up crap. None of that represents our city. It's not even in the city. It's like a 2-block radius. This thing pisses me off.
So now we have 60 arrests since June down there. A third person was arrested over the weekend for not taking down an encampment that blocked sidewalks.
And of course a massive arrest.
Well, they don't... I mean, it's like everywhere else around town, you can block any... Like, you're blocking sidewalks all over the place.
Not here.
And that, by the way, they said they made sure to throw into the story that it blocked someone in a wheelchair.
Oh, they can't have that. I saw where they have like a line. It's like the line of aggression you do not cross. Yeah. They have a big blue line.
That's what the two guys from New Jersey, they kept stepping over the line. Yeah. And so that's how you get arrested.
Yeah, that's all. Like, they were literally like doing the, you're going to get me now? You're going to get me now?
I'm not touching you.
Dip ass.
Jeez. We're five. We've gone back to being toddlers.
Yeah. Oh. Ella is pronounced Aya. It means she in Spanish.
Oh.
That's from our listener, Joe,
who
also added an LOL.
Oh, okay. Well, that feels better.
Yeah.
Well, it just said under pronouns, Aya. It just says E-L-L-A. I assume that was Ella. I didn't know what that meant.
Black Tina.
She's a Black Tina.
Love that. All right. That is in the news, October 27, 2025, brought to you by The Advocates. Injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. World Series Game 3 primer and Brian Kelly fired.
Couldn't happen to a better guy.
We will get to those items coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.